I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Attention shifts to Lebanon and Hezbollah following the Israel-Hamas ceasefire in Gaza. We'll share some specific ways that you can be praying. Then later, you can help remove barriers to Bible translation. We'll tell you what's happening and how you can find your place in the story in just a few moments. First, hope rose on Thursday as Israel and Hamas signed the first phase of a ceasefire deal in Egypt. Now, the deal outlines the release of Hamas hostages and a partial withdrawal of Israeli forces from Gaza. It also includes the release of hundreds of Palestinian prisoners held by Israel. This is the first step toward a larger, hoped-for peace agreement. But Nuna with Triumph for Mercy Lebanon says, candidly,
this peace treaty that is in the Middle East, I'm not so sure it's going to stand. I think it's a false peace, but at least it will give us a bit of a relief for a time.
Significant questions remain about Gaza government, Hamas disarmament, and Israel military presence in Gaza. But in a beautiful coincidence that only God could have arranged, believers from Lebanon and around the world are already praying for God to move in the Middle East. Months ago, the Beirut House of Prayer planned a 50-hour international prayer assembly for October 9th through the 11th.
We're just coming and just pouring our hearts before God, just asking for His will and for the knowledge of His glory to be released in these nations.
So pray for eternal things. Ask God to spread His gospel across the Middle East and learn how you can be part of this and future prayer gatherings. We'll connect you at missionnews.org. Next, International Day of the Girl Child is on Saturday. It's a time to celebrate young girls and confront the challenges that hold them back. Around the world, millions of girls are kept out of school. David Durance, president of Teach Beyond, says those barriers begin early.
Families are already saying to their young girls that they need to provide economically for the family. And then there's the other side of that, which is a real social pressure to be married very young. And they're married off at the age of 13, 14, and many by 15.
A new report from Plan International showed that in 15 countries, a third of girls who married young dropped out of school.
If we were to map the two issues together, literacy issues combined with kids that don't complete K-12 education, then we'd see that this is actually a huge issue that needs to be addressed.
Teach Beyond is tackling that issue by offering girls high-quality education and free meals, all in the name of Jesus.
We actually see this as obviously a crisis, but a huge opportunity where from the ground up, from the child up, we can pray for a whole society to receive the gospel and be transformed by the power of the gospel.
Pray for these young girls to know fullness of life in Christ. And finally, here's a quick Bible quiz. What do Jesus, Peter, Paul, Barnabas, and Phoebe all have in common?
Some people had leading roles, others worked backstage, but all of them were catalysts who equipped the church and empowered it to reach the world.
Dane says Unfolding Word follows their example to be a catalyst for the global church in today's context.
We want to see the church go throughout the world, and it was always God's primary means of reaching the world in the first place. Is the Church of Jesus Christ.
Unfolding Word works with indigenous churches and church planting networks to see a church in every people group and a Bible in every language, along with teaching believers how to do church-centric Bible translation.
We try to catalyze other Bible translation organizations to adopt open licensing strategies for their translation resources and software. It's incredibly important for the global church to have this stuff, especially in the global South. They don't have lawyers that can negotiate copyright licenses year after year.
And partnership is a key catalytic component.
We bring together church planting ministries, disciple making ministries, Bible societies, and that benefits the global church in its mission to translate and proclaim the gospel.
Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World is offering a 15-day Hindu World Prayer Guide and an invitation to join in praying with them from October 12th through the 26th. God wants all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth, and it all begins with prayer. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.